Track 13, The Fair. Is it there, the fair? Or have they packed up for now? Is it too cold and wet to go down the astroglide or tuck into some mushy peas? Although it's never too cold and wet to tuck into mushy peas. This has been in the village forever. It was Richard II who granted the Royal Charter back in the 14th century. Edwin Stow must have a fairground. The good people of the village must have thrills, spills and candy floss, preferably run by the Turvilles. It's moved around a bit. It was down near the river in Jackson's Field in the 40s, and before that behind the Swan, before the car park was there. But for most of my life, it was on the site where the new Sherwood Forest Visitor Centre now stands, which is why it's come over here. It's very old-fashioned, really. I'm sure there can't be many of these left, the old family fairs that just about cling on and which people bring their kids to because they remember coming here when they were young. Saving up all their twopence pieces for the prize machines in Alf's arcade. Although it's all tokens and card tapping now, no one wants to hold actual money. And the goldfish, of course, back then. One from the hooker duck. An unexpected lesson in mortality for all those proudly walking home, swinging their swollen bags of water. It was the swing boats, of course, that my daughter loved going on. I can still see the excitement on her face as she queued for those. Then when she was older, lying in them with her friends and listening to the music on their radios. My granddaughter Chloe helped with the repainting of the ghost train the first Christmas she was back from university and was so thrilled to be playing a small part in the story of the fair. And they're marvellous, the Turville family, making the ride, setting it up, packing it down, and making sure it's all spick and span for the next Easter break through to the October half-term holiday. Alf and Winona aren't that much younger than me, really, and they work as hard as they've ever done. But you do wonder how long it'll last. There are always schemes being dreamt up somewhere, plans being made in offices to fuse the forest and Robin Hood into some kind of theme park, so that you won't be able to walk through the thing without coming across King John's enormous castle, or talking trees, or hologram arrows whizzing past your ears and giving you the heebie-jeebies. But you can't beat what's inside your own head at the end of the day, that's the thing. If you can just find a way to fire the imagination, to give it enough suggestions to crank into action, then you really don't need to spend millions on fiberglass and technology. And in the meantime, while plans falter and visions collapse, we keep coming to an ancient tree propped up with scaffolding, an ice cream van, and this, with its slides and mushy peas, and a ghost train that never really scared anyone at all. Apparently, a long time ago, Mrs. Jarley's famous waxworks visited the village. People queued up to look at an Italian organ grinder and his monkey, the execution of Mary Queen of Scots, and a ploughboy eating a turnip. It sounds simple now, but back then it might have been an astounding thing to witness. I can imagine it being here, right here, amongst these rides, if they're there. And if they're not, then just try and summon them up. I can give you one of those suggestions I was on about to help you. Just take a deep breath and catch the smell of those fried onions wafting across on the breeze. right. You need to cross over and go along Forest Corner. Keep on the left-hand side, and once you get to the youth hostel opposite the visitors' centre, that's when you should start the next track.